On LAFM and 7SD with BJ Fabrecki, a little in excess there for us. 21 minutes past eight. Now, question, what does leadership actually look like for young professionals in Tassie right now? For many, it's exciting, but it can also come with pressure, responsibility and a pretty steep learning curve. Tasmanian Leaders is now recruiting for the next intake of its I Lead Young Professionals program, helping emerging leaders build confidence, networks and skills right across the state. Joining us this morning from Tasmanian Leaders is Angela Driver, CEO. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
And one of your program participants, Liam Kearns, who is with AT&M Marketing as a Senior Strategist.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Liam. So, Angela, when you look at the young professionals in Tassie right now, what are the biggest opportunities and pressures that they're facing?
I think the opportunities are that right across the board, every industry, every sector is crying out for good staff. And so that's the opportunity. I think the pressure is, I think young professionals are facing significant pressure. There's just so much uncertainty and complexity out there. You know, you think you get a hold of something and you think your business is going one direction and then the fuel crisis hits or a war in Ukraine hits. It just feels like every day there's something different. So I think specifically young professionals are facing all the challenges that me and you faced, BJ, all of that, maybe with some layered on complexity.
It just seems to get harder and harder, just more asks, more challenges, Ange. So, Liam, you're already in a senior strategic role at a relatively young age, bit of a spring chicken in your 20s there, aren't you?
Yes.
Fabulous. What surprised you most about stepping into a leadership role at this point of your career?
It was, I guess, the difference between having technical skills and doing something yourself and then stepping up to have a wider team that are doing a lot of the hands-on things that I might have been doing before, and the difference in sort of coaching someone else and taking someone else through that compared to being able to be hands-on doing it myself. It's a difference in skill set, but also a big difference in motivation and needing to understand how everyone works differently.
There's a lot of young professionals that perhaps battle imposter syndrome or self-doubt in terms of taking up the reins of a leadership role. Is that something you've experienced? And if so, how do you work through something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're doing new things all the time, you often feel like you don't feel like you're an expert. You don't feel like you're there yet. But I guess I remind myself that the things that now I'm working with others to do or working on across a strategy for a marketing campaign, I've done a lot of these things before. I have been doing it for quite a few years and I can take them through it, and I do have some expertise in the area.
And what do programs like I Lead give people in our state? What can you do for them?
I think you've already mentioned the confidence, and that's a big part of it. Certainly a network, a safe space where you can actually go, actually, I'm really struggling with this, or I'm not sure how to do that. So definitely a fast track your network and connections. And then I think it's Liam said about how do you motivate others and how do you work with difference? And so young professionals, one of the pressures they've got is that they might be very, very good at managing down. And then they've also got to manage up and manage sideways. So it gives people some skills in that. And I think it all starts with self-awareness of self, particularly for this program.
So, Liam, you're doing the program at the moment. What do you think you're getting out of it specifically?
Well, I found a lot talking about the imposter syndrome part of it, that it's it helped to set a lot of skills and knowledge that I already had, as well as adding sort of leadership component on top of that. So I had those marketing skills, the technical skills, and then it helped to learn those leadership skills, not to just have the skills, but also to have that sort of confidence boost of being in a room of peers, of other young leaders, and realizing sort of where I was in that room, that I was peers with all of these people. It sort of gave me a sense of permission to step into that leadership role, even though I was sort of doing it already. It was just that extra, okay, I can do this.
That sounds like a moment of realization, shifting from doing a job into stepping into a leadership role.
Certainly, yes.
Where to next for you in your career without you know, sending you off to AT&M this morning with your resignation in hand? where do you see yourself going?
Well, I think there's a lot of future for me in the role. So we are a growing agency. We're working with a lot of Tasmanian companies as well as mainland companies, and we are adding new people to the team quite regularly. We've had a couple of people start this year, several people we added last year. So the business is growing, and there are opportunities for me to continue growing and then bring the rest of the team along with me and go where the organisation's going.
Look out, there's plenty of jobs for political strategists out there too.
Don't know about that.
Run away, he says, run away. And for young people listening, or perhaps parents or grandparents listening, who might say, oh, I've got a feeling this might be a good thing. What can they do to find out more about the program that Liam's doing, and what would you say to encourage people to check it out?
I think if you are new to management or new to leading projects or teams and think there's something that could help you, like a skill development or a mindset shift, I think absolutely jump on the website. Discuss it with your boss, I think, would be the first step. And employers out there, equally, I'd be going, actually, this could be a really great opportunity for the young people in my team to, again, do similar, have a conversation.
Yeah, indeed. Liam, clearly I'm determined to get you in trouble with AT&M. 5 years from now, where will you be?
I'll still be in Launceston. I'll still be at AT&M in Launceston. I think the better way to answer that question is that I'll be doing a bit of what I'm doing now, but in, again, more of a leadership role. So continuing to bring the next sort of generation of people in our team up to what my level is now, and help them through that same journey, and maybe they'll be doing some of these TAS Leaders courses as well.
Taking people along on the ride with you.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? And you better give us that website for people that are keen to find out more.
Very easy. It's just tasmanianleaders.org.au.
Fabulous. Ange Driver and Liam Kearns, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Listen, keeping you informed.